Good morning. You have just tuned in to the Sunday School Teacher, which is an outreach ministry of Applying the Word Ministries of LaGrange, Georgia. To find out more about us, you may visit us at www.applyingtheword-ga.org or just simply write us at P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. I am co-pastor Pat McFarland, and I will be your teacher for the day. I have been mandated by God to teach you the word. This program will review, first of all, your Sunday school lesson. We hope to encourage you to attend and participate in your Sunday school class. We also want you to fall in love with the Word of God. Finally, it is our desire that someone would dedicate their life to Jesus Christ, glory to God, and make Jesus their choice. Now, I need you to get your Bible and get ready. It is now time for Sunday school. Good morning. It is time for our Sunday school lesson. That's right. We were excited about the Word of God. Pastor, what's our lesson title?
Amen. Our lesson this morning is Saul of Tarsus, the Unlikely Apostle.
Glory to God. Saul of Tarsus. Glory to God. You remember Saul. Glory to God. Saul's name was later changed to Paul. Glory to God. That's the Roman name. But Saul, we know Saul, glory to God, way back when he was a little boy, glory to God, he was the one that was standing there holding the clothes when the Jews were stoning Stephen to death. Remember Stephen, glory to God? Stephen was being stoned to death because he was speaking the word of God. He was doing the will of God. We talked about Stephen last week. So let's go fast.
Amen. Praise God. Right now, we're going to be coming from Acts. Acts the 22nd chapter, and we're going to be looking at the 3rd to the 15th verse. Amen. And we're going to kick this off right now. Our first scripture, this is the third verse, and it's going to be recounting the past. Amen. Studied the law, or the law was what Saul has studied. And it reads, I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, the city in Caesarea, yet brought up in the city at the feet of Gamaliel.
Gamaliel. Glory to God. So he letting you know who he was. I'm a Jew, glory to God. And I was brought up in this area, and in Sicily, I was brought up in an area where I was being taught the word of God. I know the word. That's what he was trying to tell us. I know the word. So he said, I was brought up a Jew, glory to God. Now let me tell you something, glory to God. Where Saul was brought up, glory to God, they did not believe, glory to God, in Jesus Christ. They did not fully believe in the power of Jesus Christ. So when Jesus came on the scene, glory to God, they were doubters, glory to God, because they were studying the law and they were studying the old law. So they did not believe in the Son of God. So when we start looking at this lesson, remember now, Saul was a doubter. Glory to God. And later he's going to become a believer. But he started out being an attacker of the Jews. He became an attacker of those who were following Christ. In fact, you know what? They called them the children of the way. That's what they were calling them, glory to God. But yeah, they were in the right way, glory to God. But you see what they didn't understand, glory to God. They didn't understand what they were reading in the Bible, glory to God. Because God had promised that he was going to send his son. He was going to send someone to lead them through the way. So they were missing that. But they were studying the law. But they didn't recognize that the Messiah had come. Go ahead.
Amen. And we're looking at part B of that third verse. Still talking about studied the law and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and were zealous toward God, as ye all are this day. They had a zeal.
Wow.
They were learning and they were being taught the right way, but yet they were failing to realize, hey, the Messiah had come.
You know what, Pastor? A lot of times people they have a zeal, they have an eagerness, but their zeal was not according to what your knowledge.
All right now.
You have to have the knowledge, glory God. You have to have a clear understanding. You have to know, glory God, that when you teaching the law, glory God, it was prophesied, glory God, in the law that a Messiah would come, glory God. And the Messiah was born, glory God. The Messiah was celebrated, glory God. The Messiah was walking among men and women and teaching the way. The Messiah had come where he was calling disciples and they were following him. Miracles were being formed, but guess what? Guess what? They were still waiting because they did not realize that the Messiah had already come and was there and was teaching the people the way, glory, the way of God. So they begin to call them, glory God, the ones who were following Jesus, they begin to call them the children of the way, but they were in the right way, glory to God, and they were in the wrong way, glory to God.
Amen, amen. Now let's look at part B. That's going to be persecuting followers, and that's verse 4. And I persecuted this way unto the death, blinding and delivering unto prison both men and women.
Wow.
Oh, glory.
What? Seriously? He said that he was asking the children of the way. They were in the right way. But because he was taught and he was still in the Old Testament, not realizing that the Messiah had come, that the Messiah was there, glory God, miracles were being performed, Jesus was teaching the word of God, not realizing this, he was still focused on the wrong way. And he thought he was going to do it right, so he was going to persecute anybody, they call them the children of the way, who were following the way of Jesus Christ, glory God. So they were going to persecute them. They were going to lock them up. They were going to put them in prison. They were going to whoop them. They were going to do all these things to them. But they were the children that were following the right way, glory to God. And the people were in the wrong way had not realized that the true Messiah that had been promised by God had come to do what God had assigned him to do, to show the people the way to God. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. But and that's one thing we need to point out. A lot of time with your zeal, you can still see things wrong.
Well,
he said he had been taught in the perfect manner.
Well,
so that lets you know he felt I'm right.
Hmm.
But yet he said that he was gonna go against and persecute the ones going this way. But see, you know. They said this way was the way of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
They were overlooking Jesus. Oh, glory to God.
They were missing it.
They were still in the Old Testament, but yet they have failed to receive, hey,
that
Jesus.
The Messiah.
Hallelujah.
That the Messiah was walking among them. The Messiah was teaching the way to God, the way to salvation, the way to eternal life. He was teaching, glory to God, but they were still caught up, glory to God, because they thought they were right.
Amen.
So they were punishing the people who were what? Who were following Christ, who was following the word of God. Glory to God.
Amen.
But now, they thought they were right.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Now we're still in hey, that studying the law in the right way. Let's look at verse 5. As also the high priest doeth bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I receive letters unto the brethren.
In other words, what he was saying, what Paul was, well, at that time his name was Saul.
Still Saul.
But he was receiving his instruction, he said, from the word. He said he was receiving his instructions from the teachers, from the priests. He was receiving his instructions, so he believes he was right. You can believe, but you can be what? You're wrong. At that time, he did not realize, like I told you, that the Messiah was among them. The Messiah was teaching the way to God. The Messiah was telling them how they need to be born again. The Messiah had come, showing the way, kept pointing the way to what to God. But the people that were following Jesus, glory to God, they did not what? They did not believe, glory to God, the Romans, excuse me, they did not believe that what that Jesus was teaching them the truth. They did not believe him. So here we find that the priest, think about this, the priest, glory to God, the priest was not believing that the Messiah had come when the Bible had prophesied. That's all they had to do was go back in the Bible, had prophesied his birth. They had to just listen because of what the word was written there in the word of God. So that's all they had to do was what? Open up their hearts. But no. They were persecuting the people who were following the true Messiah, who were following Jesus, because they were still confused. Amen. They were still not understanding that the Messiah had come.
Amen. I received letters unto the brethren and went to Damascus.
Wow. Let's just pause right there. Now he heard. What happened? Saul heard that they were going on a trip. The Christians, glory to God, the people who were following Jesus, glory to God, they were getting ready to go to Damascus. So now he wants some permission. He wants some permission from what? From the high priest. He wants some permission so that he's a grown man now, so that he can go and get them, glory to God, and bring them back and persecute them.
Amen. To Damascus. Bring them which were bound unto Jerusalem for to be punished. Again, like Copethus just said, he was going to go get them.
Hey. They were on their way to Jerusalem. They were leaving Damascus and they were going to Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
And he heard, so he needed some permission because he going into a new territory, glory to God. So he needed permission. He needed letters giving him consent to go and grab them.
Hallelujah.
And drag them back. Glory. And persecute them.
Listen now.
Oh my God.
He was on his way to do his dirt.
Well, he
was on his way to do his what he felt was right, but it was still dirt. Mm-hmm. He was following the way, the true believers. Amen. Now let's look at part two. We're gonna be looking at encountering the Lord. Amen. Questions and revelation. Verse 6. It said, and it came to pass that as I made my journey and was come nigh unto Damascus about noon, sudden there showed from heaven a great light round about.
Now he on his journey now. He going after what they call the children of the way. In other words, now they were the right way. They were following Jesus. They understood what they believed and they received. And they were going to Jerusalem. But they were on their way. They were leaving, glory to God. So what happened? They left up. They got permission from the priests and stuff. So now they following them, glory to God. And now they're going after them. What was the goal? The goal was to go and grab them, bring them back to Damascus and persecute them. Glory to God. Stone them to death. Glory to God. Like they had stoned Stephen. Glory to God. They were going to bring them back because they said they wasn't following the law. They weren't not following the true word of God. And in the reality, glory to God, they were following Christ. They were following what? The true word of God. They were following the Messiah because the Messiah had come. But they were so blind, glory to God, that they did not receive that Christ had come. They did not understand that the children of the way were following the right way, glory to God, and they were going to Jerusalem. His goal was to get permission. His goal was to go and grab them. But on his way, glory to God, Pastor just read that a light shined on him, glory to God. Hallelujah, a light from heaven, glory to God. He had an encounter, hallelujah, from heaven. Glory to God. He had an encounter from Jesus Christ. He had an encounter because they were going after the children, hallelujah, who were following the right way to God.
Amen. Wait. Amen. And let's look in the seventh verse, and it reads, and I fell unto the ground.
Well,
and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul,
well,
Saul, why persecutest thou me? Oh, glory to God.
Now, listen. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? This is the voice from heaven. It's the voice of who? Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus had been crucified. Glory to God. Jesus had been resurrected. Jesus had been walked with his disciples, glory to God. And he was teaching the way, glory to God. He was teaching them the way to God. He was teaching them the right way, glory to God. He had let them know that he had come and he had fulfilled his word, glory to God. And the way, glory to God, was according to what he was teaching them. And what they were believers, glory to God, in Jesus. But you see what happened and what happened. Let's go back in Damascus, glory to God. The priests did not believe that the Messiah had come. So now they wanted to persecute the children of God, the children who were believing in Jesus Christ. But now Saul, on his way, the Bible lets us know that he was knocked down. A light from heaven knocked him down. Knocked him down off his mule, whatever he was riding. Knocked him down. Glory to God. And a voice from heaven, hallelujah, says, Saul, why persecutest thou me? In other words, why are you doing it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why are you doubting? Glory to God. You need to believe. Glory to God. You need to believe that the Messiah has come, glory to God. You need to believe that the children of the way is following the right way, glory to God, that you following the wrong way.
Amen, amen. And remember I said, now, this, a question and revelation. Now, Jesus asked him that question, that he heard it. And I answered, who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me,
well,
I am. Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecute. Oh,
well,
glory
well,
to God.
Well, well, Pastor, wasn't that something? What did he say? I am Jesus of Nazareth, who you're persecuting. You're going after my people, glory to God. But you don't realize that you're persecuting me.
Amen.
Because I am, glory to God. I am Jesus. I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life, glory to God. I'm the one that was prophesied about the coming. I am the Son of God. Hallelujah. I am the one that was sent down from heaven. I was the one that was placed inside of Mary's womb. I was the one that was born in a manger, glory to God. Now I've grown up, glory to God. And I went on my mission, glory to God, to help the people of God to realize that the Messiah was among them and showing them the way to God. Hallelujah. And you have the audacity, glory to God, to be persecuting me. In other words, even though you're persecuting the people, you're still persecuting me because they're following the way to God.
Amen.
They're following the way I taught them. You are persecuting me. So Saul, glory to God, why are you persecuting me? Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Amen. Again, the revelation.
Glory to God.
The wrong way, people.
Hallelujah.
These people going this way. Jesus told him, hey, you are persecuting me.
Hallelujah.
My body, my followers.
Glory to God.
My children, my believers. You are persecuting me.
Can I go back a little bit, Pastor? When he was a little boy, he was standing there watching them stone what? The people, they call them the people of the way. Followers of Jesus Christ. So in his own way, by Saul, Saul thought he was doing the right thing. Saul thought he was doing the right thing when he asked for permission from the priest to get letters, glory to God, to leave and go to Jerusalem, leave Damascus and go to Jerusalem so that he can drag them back, glory to God, and bring them back and try them and stone them to death. He thought he was doing the right thing. But let me tell you, you can think you're doing the right thing, and you can be doing the wrong thing. Because the voice from heaven asks the question, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Glory to God. You think you're persecuting the children of God? You're persecuting me because they're following me. You call them the way? I'm the way, the truth, and the light. I'm the one that showed them the way. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Go ahead. Like,
this encounter, this question and revelation, in verse 9 said, and they that were with me saw indeed the light and were afraid.
Well.
But they heard not the voice of him that spake unto me. Oh,
wow.
Glory to God.
Wow.
They didn't hear the voice that spake unto me. And I said, what shall I do, Lord? Oh, glory to God.
Isn't that something? You with a group of people. A light shines from heaven. They see the light. And a voice comes from heaven. Saul, Saul, why is that persecuting me? You see, the reason they didn't hear, because a voice, God was talking directly to the persecutor.
Amen.
He was talking directly to Saul. He said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Now they saw the light. Glory to God. They saw him fall, glory to God, to the ground. But they did not hear because God was talking directly to Saul because Saul was on a mission to persecute the children of God. So he said, I want you to know why you persecute me. You think you keep persecuting the children of God, but you're persecuting me. I want to know why. Glory to God. Go ahead, Pastor.
Hey, this was a revelation.
Glory to God.
A revelation that the son, hey, it was not the son of the day, but it was the son of God.
Hallelujah.
That they seen the light from. They seen the glory. the children with him, they seen the glory of the Lord.
I like that, Pastor. They saw the glory, but they didn't know the story.
Oh, my.
I like that. Glory to God. They saw the glory from heaven. They saw Saul being knocked down from his horse and fell to the ground. And then they even saw Saul asking the question, why? You know, and it was asking the question, talking to the voice that they didn't even hear. Glory to God. But it was God's, Jesus Christ, speaking directly to Saul because Saul was the persecutor. Amen. He was the one leading the game. He was the one that said he was going to go get him and drag him back to Damascus, glory to God, and bring him to trial. And why the prophet stoning him to death. He was the persecutor. Glory to God.
Amen. And let's see. We're going to look at reply and command. And that's part B verse 10, and the Lord said unto me, arise and go unto Damascus. Go into Damascus, and where it shall be told thee of all the things are appointed for you.
Glory to God. In other words, you getting ready to go be taught. Mm-hmm. you're on your way, hallelujah. So you after the children, y'all call them the children of the way, but they in the right way. He said, but when you get over there, I want you to know you're gonna be taught. You need to understand that you're in the wrong way, Lord God. And now I'm gonna let you go, but you're gonna be taught, and you're gonna understand the true revelation of God. You will understand the true Messiah has already come. You're going to understand why they're they're heading to Jerusalem. You're going to understand, glory to God, that they know the Messiah had come, that they met the Messiah, they believe the Messiah, they're following him. You're going to be taught. You need to be taught. You don't know. You think you know, but you're going to be taught. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Now, replied and given the command, and they go to Damascus, and he's going to be told what to do. And verse 11 said, and when I could not see for the glory of the light, been led by the hand of them that were with me.
Pastor, he was blinded.
Oh, blinded.
He was blinded by the light.
By the glory.
Hallelujah. He has to be led. Glory to God. He blinded, and I have to be led to where I was heading out to go. Glory to God. I got my letters. I got my permission. Glory to God. And now I'm still going to go to that destination. But I'm being led now because I have to be told. I'm going to be told something. Glory to God. Now, remember, as a child, he thought he knew the right way. As a child, he was following the instructions of the priest in the temple. As a child, he saw Stephen being what? Stoned. He actually even held a cross. But now, as a grown man, he what? He's a persecutor now of the believers. Go ahead.
Amen. Well, see, one thing we got to realize that, and I talked to my wife, but I said, at that point, he was left blind because God had told him. But he still may not obey. Now, it's just so much a blind man gonna be able to do. And God told him, "You at this point, you can't see, but you're gonna be sent. You're gonna go to the you're gonna go and get your instruction."
Well, you see what happened. What happened? They were following what? They were following the roadmap. Glory to God. He was blind, but they were still on a journey. So he was being led by the men. Glory to God. Because he had to go and meet somebody. Glory to God.
Amen. Had to go and meet somebody. And bottom line, everything that you've been taught, hey, you might as well, you can't do nothing about it. Right now, you got this wait on your instruction. Amen. Praise God. Let's look at part three. And that is a commission for the future. Amen. Glory to God. Renewed sight. Can I get a witness?
Well.
Renewed sight. And verse 12 says, and one Ananias, a devout man, according to the law, having a good report of all Jews which dwelt there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, he done made it. Now he's ready to be renewed with a new sight by this man called Ananias. Ananias. Oh, glory to God. And unto me, and verse 13, came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight.
Hallelujah.
And the same hour I looked up unto him. Hallelujah.
In other words, he went to Ananias. He was brought to Ananias. Glory to God. Ananias said, receive thy sight. Remember, he was traveling blind because the light from heaven blinded him. So now he's going to receive his physical sight. Hallelujah. But not only is he going to receive his physical sight, glory to God, his spiritual sight is going to be awakened, glory to God, because he had to know the truth that the Messiah had come. He needed to understand that the children of the way was following the right way, glory to God, and he needed to understand that he was in the wrong way. So now he needed to be instructed, hallelujah, of the way of God, hallelujah, that Jesus indeed was the Messiah, that Jesus indeed had come to lead the people, glory to God, and he was following the wrong way. So now it's an awakening of understanding. He has been brought to Ananias so that he can be taught the truth.
Amen. And now let's look at Saul as an example. A lot of times in our lives, God got to get you to a point where you got to stop this your sin. He's speaking to you. And during the time that he's trying to get you to receive him as Lord, you won't be helpless. Oh, glory to God.
See, what happened, Pastor, in life, glory to God, it was just like me, glory to God, and many of you, glory to God. I was blind, glory to God. I did not understand the word of God.
Well.
I was walking in darkness. I did not know about salvation. I was following my own way.
Yes.
Not his way. Glory to God. But one day, glory to God, I met Jesus. Glory to God. And what happened, my eyes opened up. In other words, my spiritual eyes. My eyes opened up. And just like you, hallelujah. And you heard the voice of Jesus. Glory to God. And you found yourself that bowing down before him. You found yourself surrendering to him. Glory to God. You see what happened? We all have to have an encounter. We all have to meet Jesus for ourselves. Glory to God. It's a personal relationship. Glory to God. You got to meet him for yourself. You got to open up your heart. Glory to God. And you got to receive Jesus. Glory to God. And so here we find that it's Saul. Hallelujah. He's being taught. He's being shown the right way, glory to God. He met a man, glory to God. He was led to Ananias, glory to God, so that his eyes can open up.
Hallelujah.
That his understanding can open up, just like your understanding had to open up. And then you're ready to fall before Jesus.
Amen, amen. There's so many people right now
Hallelujah.
That tell you, I believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many people that tell you, hey, I love God,
mm-hmm.
but yet they don't know Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You see, Saul was going after the people that was going the way of the Lord. Until you know him,
oh glory
to God, you're not going to go his way, because later...
Hello, this is Pastor Arthur J. McFall saying, I know you have enjoyed that word coming from co-pastor Patricia McFall. We are asking you to be a partner in this ministry to help us get the word out to our hurting world. We need your financial support. You can contact us by writing to Applying the Word Ministries, P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. You can also reach us at our website at www.applyingtheword-ga.org. Or you can email the Sunday School Teacher at sundayschoolteacher111@gmail.com. Until next time, May God bless you, and may God keep you.